Hello, everyone. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. Today, the Bureau of Land Management announced its final public lands rule, first proposed last spring after the 90-day comment period and more than 200,000 public comments. BLM has just released its final rule. According to a press release from the agency, the rule applies existing land health fundamentals across BLM programs, establishes restoration and mitigation leases on federal land, and clarifies practices to designate and protect areas of critical environmental concern. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who introduced legislation to block the rule last year, says it allows federal bureaucrats to destroy public land users' way of life by subverting the multiple use requirement under the Federal Land Policy Management Act. Barrasso says he will introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the rule.
Okay, let me get beyond the weather with you for a second. No matter how good your ranch is, at some point you're going to have a hole in the fence. You can't ignore that hole. It's not going away until you stop and work on it. Well, our minds are a little bit like that fence. If your mind isn't right, then your business, your family, nothing is right. Sometimes the hardest job is just to reach out and talk to someone. But we're used to the hard work, so let's get started. Go to beyondtheweather.com.
If you are having an agriculture event, county fair, livestock, or equipment sale, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is a place to advertise and the best place to find out what's going on around Wyoming and the region. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup, a weekly ag newspaper. The Roundup has a calendar of events and sales every week to keep you informed. To advertise or receive a subscription, either on the internet or paper, please call 1-800-967-1647.
Leaders of the Montana Stock Growers Association are finishing up their time in Washington, D.C. this week at the 2024 Legislative Conference. Ranchers and staff have met with congressional representatives to discuss the issues important to cattlemen and women here in the Treasure State. Last week, I spoke with Second Vice President Turk Stovall in Miles City at the Stock Growers' most recent producer profitability meeting. Turk said this week's meeting with Montana's congressional delegation is crucial for getting action on issues like the death tax, labor challenges, and barriers to entry for young people.
Our staff is already visiting with surrounding state cattle organizations, and there's even some other states saying, hey, we want to do that.
The Montana Stock Growers will release a report on producer profitability at its mid-year meeting in Miles City, May 28th through the 30th. I'm Brett McCray, Northern Ag Network.